You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. If you want to build a highly successful business without spending a fortune, this podcast is for you. Join award-winning entrepreneur Dale Beaumont as he shares with you seven easy-to-use tech tools that will increase the performance and profits of your business. Mr. Beaumont, a pleasure to have you back with us here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric.
And you're most welcome, and thanks for spending another moment with us here today. So, for starters, tell us about your background and how you got into business. I'm sure there's something we could learn from what you have to say in these regards.
Sure. So, I grew up in Sydney, Australia, and I started working from the age of 15 while kind of finishing off my final couple of years of school. And then when I was 19, I finished school. And then after about 6 months, I decided that, just working for someone wasn't for me. And I decided to take that leap and become an entrepreneur. And I started my first company, back in 2000. And 2000, so that means been in business now for over 17 years. And have really just loved the challenges that are in business, and really like helping people to improve their life. So my main kind of industries that I've worked in over that time is in education and in professional and personal development, and then also more recently, for the last 10 years anyway, in business advisory and helping other people to be successful.
So what is the business that you have today, and what does it do?
Sure. Well, there's two main companies that I run today. So one is more of an events-based company. It's called Business Blueprint, and it runs conferences and business events across Australia and New Zealand. And the company has become quite successful over the last 10 years. And we now work with hundreds and even thousands of business owners every year to help them improve the way that they run their business. And we do that, as I was mentioning, through live events, through webinars, through coaching sessions that we run with people. And also we've built a very large library of education videos as well to assist our clients. Then more recently, we set up a new company, which I'm really excited about. It's a technology company that uses artificial intelligence to provide personalized education and human-like support to millions of business owners all at the same time. And we do that through a great product called Bring, which is a smartphone app that people can download for free. And it essentially gives you a business advisor in your pocket. So you can get the help and support that you need, and you can get answers to thousands of business questions instantly, even faster than what you can get from Google. So it's a fantastic product, and because it's free, people should definitely check it out. And it's available at the website brim.ai. That's BRIM.ai. So people can check it out and have a bit of a play with this great product.
Certainly sounds like a fabulous product there through Brand. Why do more business owners need to embrace technology? Get into that a little from your experience and your perspective.
So technology is becoming more and more important to businesses, and it's not going away. It's not becoming less important. It's only becoming more important. So the sooner you kind of start embracing technology, then the better off you'll be. Sometimes people think that all these platforms or technology like are a bit of a fad, or that I'll just keep doing things the way that I've always done things. But if you have that philosophy, then you will kind of suffer a similar fate to many companies that have now been disrupted by technology. You can only look at with the disruption that's happened in the taxi industry, thanks to services like Uber that have changed entire industries. So I could give you another 10 other examples like that. But you know, just think about, you know, do you want to be the taxi industry right now, or do you want to be Uber? So it's something to think about, making sure that you actually innovate and stay up to date with trends in technology. Because if you don't, someone else will see a gap, they'll see an opportunity, and they could very well, become your new competitors. And using technology, they can achieve far greater leverage and scale than what you can. So really important that all business owners, big and small, start to embrace technology to survive, but also to thrive in these really exciting times.
Totally agree with you there, Dale. And without technology being a part of your business growth, you are certainly falling behind without a question today. We are joined by Dale Beaumont, once again, an award-winning technology entrepreneur, international speaker, and author of 16 best-selling books here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7. On TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Dale, what is your 7 must-have technology tools? Love to hear your response to that.
All right, great. So what I might do is quickly list them off now, and then we can come back, if you like, and talk about each one. So let's go through them now. So the first one is called Snagit, if you say it quickly together. The next one is called About.me. And we can talk about that one as well. The next one is called Dialpad. The one after that is called Hotjar. Another tool is called Google Sites. The one after that is called Shaker. And then also another tool called Voxer as well. There are 7 tools that I use in my business and also can be used by other business owners as well. And the vast majority of them are either free or they're very nominal fee, but they're very powerful, and all business owners should be embracing these tools.
And thanks for sharing those with us. Now, if you would explain each of the tools and how they actually work.
Okay, so I'll keep this to about 30 seconds each to try to make sure we get them all in, get through them all in the time that we have available. So the first one's called Snagit. And Snagit is whereby you can take a video of your computer screen. And this is important because when it comes to giving feedback for things that are visual, if you can see something on your screen, it could be a marketing piece, or it could be maybe some designs that someone is working on. To try and then put that into words is going to take quite a long time to type it all up and to do that. And even then, they might be confused by what did he mean and what is he referring to. So what I do is I click a button, and then I can just literally it starts recording my computer screen. And then I just talk like I'm talking right now. And what people see when they go back and watch the video later on is my computer screen. And then I just click a button. It generates a link. I send that link to someone. And then they can watch what I was referring to. And it saves a lot of time writing kind of long emails. So I can just give, you know, if I give 2 minutes of feedback and then it's done as fast as I can think of it, I'm passing on that feedback to someone else. I also use Snagit to build a lot of systems as well. So if I want to document how I do something rather than writing a, you know, a big, long kind of a Word document, what I'll do instead is create a video showing people how to use a certain tool, or to maybe it could be updating my price list, or it could be resizing an image, or all the different things that I do in my business. If I want to duplicate myself, I then need to start building systems. And the best type of systems, in my opinion, are using video systems because they're fast to produce. So that's Snagit. It's a great tool. It costs about $30 for you to use that software, but I use it dozens of times every day. It's really, really great. The next one's called About.me, and About.me is a great service that you can use to create a website in under 5 minutes. So I think every business owner should know about this tool. It's very simple and easy to use, and so you can create a website for yourself or for your company really, really fast. and it's free. So that's definitely one that every person should do. The next one's called Dialpad. And Dialpad is a cloud-based phone system that you can use in your business. So in the past, we used to have to buy these, the hardware systems, which oftentimes could cost, anywhere from $3,000, sometimes up to $5,000 or even $10,000 to hardwire an office and to put phones on every desk. Well, now, basically, you can use your computer or even your smartphone as a networked phone system. And what you do is you just set it all up and it's controlled in the cloud. So if you want to reroute calls or you want to have a voicemail message or you want to be able to forward calls to other people, it can be all be handled now really at the click of a button. So you'll save thousands of dollars on having expensive hardware that is now really become redundant. So that's called Dialpad. So I'll quickly go through the next ones. We've got Hotjar as well, which I mentioned before. And Hotjar is a service to be able to see exactly who's using your website. And also you can actually record, the system records videos of every single person using your website. So you can see exactly where they went, what they did, what they clicked on. And you can actually watch their website journey. So you can get a whole bunch of insights around what's working and what's not on your website, so you can make changes. So that's a great service. Another one I mentioned is called Google Sites, and it's a product that not many people know about that is produced by Google that enables you to create effectively a company intranet, a place where you can store all of your systems online. And so that's a really great tool that you can get. And then the next one is called Shaker. And Shaker is a service that has thousands of pre-built video templates. Because I think we all know how important videos are, especially with regards to marketing your business or Facebook advertising, for example. So this is a service that has thousands of videos. You drop and drag in your photos or any video content that you have, and you can double click on the words and change them. And then it puts it all to music and creates really incredible quality videos for a nominal fee, sometimes like $20 or $30 to create an amazing video that you'd normally pay, maybe $1,000 to $2,000 to get. So it's a save you a lot of money and make your products and business look great. And then the last one that we're going to mention is called Voxer, V-O-X-E-R. And it's a communication tool that you can use to communicate with your customers potentially, or to your suppliers, or even your staff as well. And basically it works like kind of like a modern day walkie-talkie, whereby you can quickly send short audio messages backwards and forwards to people, as opposed to necessarily having to give them kind of a call, and just on your smartphone. And you can do it while driving to the office as well, so you don't have to type text messages. You can tap a button, you can speak, and then when you finish, you just tap the button again, and that gets sent as a audio voice message, and it's very, very fast. So they're the seven tools that I wanted to go through with you now, and all of them can be used in pretty much every business. So have fun checking them out.
As far as using these tools, do you need to be a tech-savvy person in order to use them?
I don't think that people need to be too tech-savvy. Most of these tools can be used by anyone really running their own business. They're all, very simple to use. And in fact, I might even at the end tell you about a website that you can go to that actually will have a lot of free training videos on how to use a lot of these tools as well, which will make it really easy for people as well.
That sounds good, Dell. And I also understand that you have one more as a bonus. What is that?
Yeah, so the bonus tool that I think every business owner should be using is a product that we have created to help small business owners. And within the product, we have training videos now that are available for free on most of these tools that I have just recommended, things like Hotjar and Google Sites and Dialpad and many others. So it's a smartphone app that's available for business owners to download for free. And in order to download the app, you can go to our website, brin.ai. And then once you're there, you can download our app to either your Apple phone or Android. And then once you're there, we have built this huge library of TV quality business education videos. And we cover most of the tools that I just mentioned there. And you can watch videos for free to learn about how you can start using these tools within your business. So it's a really fabulous product. And if you're running your own business, you should definitely check it out. So my final tool, my bonus one is called Brin, BRIN.AI.
Well, Dale, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you back with us. Continued success and look forward to our next conversation right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks so much.
And you're most welcome. We have been speaking to, once again, Mr. Dale Beaumont, an award-winning technology entrepreneur, international speaker, and author of 16 best-selling books. And for more information on this fabulous technology product called Brin, visit Brin, BRIN.AI. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.